So, Amy, do you always check your emails in the morning?
Probably. Recently, I'm trying to stop using my electronic devices so much. So I think in the morning I need to do other things, but very often I will quickly scan my phone and check because my phone is also my alarm clock, so it's right there. It's too handy.
I'm always, when I wake up, I don't know, I've got this really bad habit where I think something major's happened during the night. And so I wake up from checking, different websites and checking Facebook to see if there's been any messages or any great news over the course of the night. Yeah, it's a really bad habit, it starts to kind of dominate your life. Yeah, I think it's quite a addictive thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I've been thinking about it a lot recently, and it's something I think that doesn't need to be in the morning routine so much. It's good to just get your head ready before you, your head and your body ready before you start thinking about checking emails and stuff.
I agree. I heard somebody, there was a piece of advice, I can't remember where I heard it from, but it was just to check your email twice a day. You don't need to do more than that. Check once in the morning, once in the evening, that's it. Check your, news websites maybe twice a day rather than, every 30 minutes or something.
Yeah,
So,
that's.
yeah, I think it requires discipline, doesn't it?
It does.
Yeah,
It's good advice,
yeah.
but I don't know if it's very practical because if you're using a smartphone, which I do, then you're using it for, it's got so many different functions and you need it for, well, need it, I guess. It's a loose term, but you use it for so many different things. So it's always there, you know? Always there. However, I did start reading a book the other day, so I'm trying to stop looking at my phone and start reading a book
Oh, good for
instead.
you. Yeah.
Thanks.
That's a good move. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I should perhaps do that myself. Yeah.